This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus with yet another episodic adventure into the deepest, darkest parts of your health and well-being. Good Day Health is on the air. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to welcome in my pal, Dr. Ken, who runs Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. He every week studies all of the things that come in the medical journals. He needs to know, because of his own practice as a cardiologist, but he also needs to know, and he finds out things that are very helpful to you. So as we look at all of the various things you studied this week, I find the intrigue, because I'm a dairy guy, and I like milk, like ice cream, all that good stuff. So it looks to me like you have some good news for those of us who like milk, Ken.
I sure do. This comes out of the medical journal Lancet. This week you're going to like the medical publications.
Yes,
the studies. People who consume 3 servings of milk daily, Doug, in this study, have lower rates of cardiovascular disease and mortality than those consuming lower dairy levels. And the other amazingly good news out of this study, unexpected, was that the study found that people who consume less than a half serving of whole fat dairy per day, as you talk about, have higher rates of mortality and cardiovascular disease than those who had 3 servings. So the conclusion is that full fat dairy may not be so bad. We've been telling people avoid it entirely. I'm not yet telling people to totally substitute full fat dairy for low fat dairy, but you may be able to have some without being too overly concerned about your cardiovascular health. That's the take-home message from the Lancet Journal, which is an extremely well-respected medical journal.
Well, here's what I hear more and more. You know how I say science continually disproves itself. and the work that, you know, you talk about things that you hear. 1 week vitamin C is good for you, next week vitamin C is not good for you, depending on who's doing the study, who pays for it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But what I have found being pretty consistent now is the focus on the different kinds of fats that we consume. And the fats in dairy are good for you, where some fats, like the oils that you cook food in, some of the
there's trans fats, saturated fat,
non-saturated,
unsaturated, monosaturated, and the fats that we find in fish.
Right.
The
fats we find in fish are good for you.
Omega-3s. There's 5 types.
Yeah. Well, the omega-3s are the best. Those are the ones you're looking for, right? Omega-3s.
I'll put the omega, just not to get into the weeds here right now, I'll just call them all the omegas, and then there are subtypes. Not to make it too complicated. But the key is that everybody agrees that trans fats are bad. Those you want to stay away from. But where there's a little bit of controversy is the saturated fats. The saturated fat is found in dairy, Doug. And this is why intuitively doctors have been saying stay away from it. But intuition, I've been telling you this, is not always predictive in medicine. And that's the surprising finding of this study in Lancet, is that a little bit of saturated fat may be okay.
Yeah. All right. Ice cream, you scream, we
exactly.
all scream
exactly.
for ice cream, especially the kind that I have on my farm.
The regular type.
16% butterfat, yum. Very good for you. All right, it puts a smile on your face, it's good for your head, no matter what else it does for you. Okay, let's keep in the food department for a minute with a focus now. If you have milk and dairy consumption, some people say you're not a true vegetarian if you consume any milk or dairy products. So I wonder if that's really true. I think there are all kinds of definitions of being or becoming a vegetarian. So how do we, in looking at this study about colon cancer risk, how do we define vegetarianism, Ken?
Exactly. You got right to it. Excellent, Doug.
And thank you, Ken.
this study, JAMA Internal Medicine this week, talks about how going vegetarian may lower colon cancer risk. And in that study, they were defining it essentially by taking away all the meat. Mm-hmm. And then dairy was okay. It was really getting rid of the meats. And what we know is that regular colonoscopies, which are now unbelievably suggested to start at age 45 for those with an average risk of colorectal cancer, can help prevent the disease by finding and removing precancerous growths. But the news this week is that eating vegetarian may lower colon cancer risk by 19% and rectal cancer by 29% compared to non-vegetarians. And I'm not advocating everybody suddenly become a vegetarian, because I think most cardiologists would agree that the Mediterranean diet or the vegetarian diet are both equally healthy for cardiovascular disease, for heart attack reduction, for stroke risk reduction. And I personally eat the Mediterranean diet. You have to figure out for yourself which works for you, because you can't be tortured your whole life just trying to lower the risk. I, for myself...
Well, you ruin your life. Well, you know, it's not worth it to ruin your life if all you think about is what you eat. And I better not eat that, I'll get a kidney stone. Or
exactly.
Better not eat that, I'll get fat. Or better not eat that because it'll add 6 minutes to my life or whatever the hell it is.
That stress is offsets any benefit. Exactly.
Yeah, right.
So you have to find and individualize it, which diet of these two work best for you. But here's the big but in this study, is that if you're from a family genetically where it is extremely high risk of getting colon cancer, you may then want to think about adding to everything you're doing to prevent any colon cancer, the vegetarian diet. So I think that's the message out of this study. For those who have the gene gifts of extremely high risk of colon cancer, think about the vegetarian diet.
All right, let's see. One other item that has to do with what we're eating, actually a couple here. One of them has to do with whole grain foods. And again, you said I'd be happy with the news that is here. This is something that's very good news for people who may have eaten too much ice cream.
Journal of Nutrition. This week, each serving of whole grain foods per day, Doug, is linked to as much as an 11% drop in the risk of type 2 diabetes. This is the type of diabetes that usually develops as an adult. You do make insulin, and usually you're obese, and you're just not on the right diet, getting enough exercise. In women, only wheat and oats seem to reduce the risk of diabetes, but for men, all whole grains, wheat, rye, and oats, were linked to a lower risk of the blood sugar disorder.
Really? All right. So whole grain foods are good to prevent. So what happens if you have type 2 diabetes? Does this help to keep it in check, help to eliminate it?
Absolutely.
Can we use that? Can we extend this one more step here?
Absolutely. You want to stay out of the bakery. You want to stay away from white flour. Mm-hmm. And you want to stay on a diet that will get you down to ideal body weight. Add the whole grains, look on the label for the word whole, and then after the doctor says it's okay, get into an exercise program. And most people can take care of it if you have to. Sometimes you need medications. Metformin commonly is used. There's some newer drugs for this, but diet and exercise is the cornerstone of taking care of this and preventing it.
Mm-hmm. And that wouldn't be said for the other form of diabetes. That's a whole different can of worms.
Type 1 is the body just doesn't make insulin, and there you need insulin.
Right. All right, so there you go. Some advice. One more bit of advice when it comes to food in just a moment here. Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus to help you out. 16 past the hour. Here's a help for the people who are not getting a good night's rest. We talk about... people is now, oh, he's going to talk about my pillow again. No, actually, I'm not. The benefits of using Calitrin, also, one of the benefits is to help you get a really good night's rest. You take Calitrin at bedtime, and you go right to sleep. In the first 90 minutes of your sleep, Ken will tell you what your body is doing. It goes through rejuvenation and repair and regrowth. Calitrin works with your body's natural repair and regrowth system to support and strengthen lean muscle tissue. Strong, lean muscle assists the body in burning fats and sugars much more effectively, resulting in the weight loss. So basically, the calitrin, which has as its main ingredient collagen, the protein from which muscle is made, you exercise, you build up the muscle, it pushes out the fat, and it burns it. Fat burns a lot more easily than muscle, thus the loss of weight. Or you use calitrin to maintain your weight. There are no adverse effects whatsoever. It's an amazingly helpful, I guess it's a stimulation in a manner of speaking, but no matter how you want to bracket this, the problem of having too much weight and the way to get rid of it, this has been clinically studied for 30 years. Calitrin comes out number one as the healthiest choice for weight loss. Will it be the fastest way for you to lose the weight? Absolutely not. Will it be the safest way for you to lose the weight? Absolutely yes. So, take this method effectively proven to maintain weight, get rid of the weight. It's a very simple thing to figure out. And so I want you to try it. You'll lose the weight. You'll be happy. Toploss.com is the website. Toploss.com. Special 10% deal. Use the code DJV. Get 10% off whatever you buy. And when you buy more than three bottles, you get the fourth one free. Okay, check that box for DJV when you're ordering Calitrin at toploss.com. Can't get it in the stores. You can call for a consultation, too, if you want to get more info. 833-TOPLOSS or online at toploss.com for the special deal as a DJV listener.
This report is brought to you by U.S. Express. With low unemployment contributing to a severe driver shortage, national trucking company U.S. Express is introducing a college scholarship program to help attract and retain drivers. The program is open to all of U.S. Express's roughly 7,000 drivers, and in a first, their dependents, age 17 to 26. All professionally trained U.S. Express drivers can enroll in the company's full ride program to earn a degree online through Ashford University. Each driver may enroll up to two dependents at one time. Eric Fuller, president and CEO of U.S. Express, discusses this new initiative.
In order to attract more drivers, many companies are offering increased pay and signing bonuses. In addition to doing that, U.S. Express is proud to be the first trucking company ever to offer our drivers and their families a full ride to earn a bachelor's or master's degree in the field of their choice.
U.S. Express is one of the top five largest truckload carriers in the United States. For more, visit usexpress.com.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 2000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2000.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
All right, so Dr. Ken is big on the flu and flu shots. What do we expect for this flu season, Ken?
Doug, more than 700,000 people were hospitalized with the flu during the 2017-2018 season. So the CDC this week recommended that we all get our flu shot by the end of October before flu starts spreading. Usually we recommend between Halloween and Thanksgiving, this week a little earlier.
All right, so get the flu shot if you, I think building up your immune system, Ken and I argue about this all the time, but I'm not a doctor, he is, so you may take his advice, whatever. Make sure, the bottom line is you've got a strong immune system before we get into the cold and flu season. 21 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Dr. Doug and Dr. Ken on Good Day Health, the Good Day Health Show podcast, which you can get every week for both Dr. Ken and Dr. Jack. GoodDayHealthShow.com is where you find these podcasts. The current one, all of them are archived. The current Ken Kronhaus podcast focuses on cholesterol and how Ken describes the problem, or maybe the lack of a problem, as we discuss the latest breakthrough, soon to be available inoculation that will control cholesterol. That's one of the things we talk about on the current podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com. Also news about the relationship between gout and sleep apnea. As always, a lot of stuff there for you to take in. You want to get a rundown, check it out at GoodDayHealthShow.com. We are going through much of the medical information that's come out this week that Ken has studied. We've talked a lot about foods and stuff. There's one story, and what we're going to do is go through these healthful nuts. There are six of them, the best nuts you can eat. All right, doctor, here we go.
Doug, nuts are a good source of healthful fats, fiber, and are among the best sorts of plant-based protein, a great source of plant-based proteins. Here are the six most healthful nuts, and I'll start with the last one in order of protein content and work to the first one, which has the highest protein content.
Number six.
Hazelnuts.
Number five.
Walnuts.
Number four.
Cashews.
Number three.
Pistachios.
Number two.
Almonds.
Number one.
The highest protein content of all the nuts is peanuts.
Really? Good. I mix peanuts and cashews together. And that's what I eat for my snack 3-4 times a day.
Yeah. My healthy addiction.
There you go. All right, here it is.
And you can't eat too many. Nuts are very high in calories, and salted nuts can quickly exceed daily sodium limits. You want to eat it raw and dry roasted. These are the most healthy ways. Anyone having an allergic reaction, such as swelling or itching in the throat or face, should stop eating nuts and get urgent medical care.
That means you're allergic, folks. I happen to mix the raw cashews with the cooked cashews with the roasted ones. With I have three different blends, both for peanuts and for cashews. One of them is a bag of salted and roasted. One of them is raw. And one of them is roasted without the salt. So you get a little bit of salt mixing in with all of them. And I find the tastiest of all are the raw cashews.
Absolutely. And add some vanilla ice cream to that.
No!
Wonderful. It's an addiction.
Heaven, here we come. All right, so that's that story. This whole business about vaping and what happens with people who get onto this, get hooked on it. I don't think there's a week in the last 3 or 4 months we haven't had something to update that. What's the latest this week?
It's hard for me to understand the people who are so much against cigarette smoking, but then go and vape and think it's fine. This comes out of Tobacco Control Journal this week, Doug. Nicotine and other chemicals exhaled by e-cigarette smokers can move through air vents, leaving residue on surfaces in other locations. In this new study, in a California mall, researchers tracked e-cigarette chemicals from a vape shop and found the residue in a business next door.
Wow. Talk about secondhand smoke. Good God. Goes between the walls? Woo! That's what's it doing to your lungs there, boys and girls?
Absolutely.
If it can go through walls, it's like Superman with X-ray vision. The vapors have X-ray smoke.
Right through the air vents.
Right through the air vents. All right, so this is dumb. Don't be doing that. I suppose we could have the debate about marijuana, too. Same way, in a manner of speaking. This is bad stuff. So, food for thought, 28 after on Good Day Health.
Hey, guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but what form should you take them? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a brand new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I absolutely love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. If that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil. It's not krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 800-355-1493. 800-355-1493.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Jim Pee-wee Martin of the 101st Airborne Division speaks about the life-threatening conditions he had to endure during World War II and the amazement from doctors when he survived.
We had so little food that not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Although Hurricane Florence weakened the past couple of days, it has such a large wind field, it's bringing a storm surge consistent with a much stronger hurricane. The National Hurricane Center is forecasting the worst of the surge to occur between Cape Fear and Cape Hatteras. The Hurricane Center is forecasting up to 40 inches of rain to accumulate in North Carolina, which would beat that state's all-time record for the most rainfall ever from a tropical storm or hurricane. Thousands of people are already in shelters across North and South Carolina.
My first thought was, Lord, don't let it flood, because I can't swim.
This Wilmington man's main concern appeared to be for his sailboat.
We've taken all the canvas off, all the sails, all the coverings, all the vimini, and we've tripled our lines to the dock, so we try and minimize any movement. We've got all our fenders out everywhere.
Also spinning in the Atlantic are tropical storms Helene and Isaac and subtropical storm Joyce. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
The hour now, time for more information, helpful as can be, from Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken has a clinic, cardiological clinic, a heart clinic down in Mount Dora, Florida, called Lake Cardiology, right in the center of town. Pleasantville, I refer to it from time to time. But those of you who are in the southeast, those of you in that area, because we're heard right in that area, metropolitan Orlando area, you know, people coming to see Ken from Tampa, down south, Boca. But in my circumstance, what I tell the people, do what I do. When I want really answers to questions that I have, I go see Ken. I mean, there's where you are. You go there and you get the kind of treatment that you remember having from a doctor when you were a kid. That's kind of what this is all about. You can make the appointment by calling 352-735-1400 to Lake Cardiology. That's right, Dr. Ken, available for time as you need it, 352-735-1400. Now, a couple of more things that are in the medical journals and medical news this week, one of them having to do with how good exercise is when it comes to people who are concerned about Alzheimer's. Now, this is a study not done on humans, though, Ken, so we have that old the rats and mouse thing. How closely related is that to human experience?
Well, I rarely discuss non-human studies on this show. You know that.
Right.
So when I bring one up, it's only of extreme major interest and curiosity. This was published this week in the medical journal Science, and all basic scientists, their big goal in life is either to get a publication in Science or Nature. Those are really the journals of hot news, incredibly important breakthroughs in science. And this was published this week in the medical journal Science, that there are, it may just be another reason to work out. Hopefully in the future this pans out in humans. But there are plenty of reasons that we know to work out already proven in humans, but there may be another. In this study, exercise promotes the growth of new brain cells that improve thinking in mice with a form of Alzheimer's disease. So this is incredibly fascinating, and maybe there is some hope, and in the future this will be done in humans, but not yet, and hopefully it pans out.
How do you find a mouse with Alzheimer's?
Well, you know, they have ways.
Where to go to get the cheese? Where the heck?
Well, you know, they have ways of genetically altering the brain so that it has the same problems.
It's called cruelty to animals.
Well,
yeah, I mean, it's a study and needs to be done, I suppose, but people who like rats and mice don't like it.
Correct.
I don't really care much for either of them, so I'm not too upset about it, but it's really interesting to see how it replicates the human brain in this circumstance. But exercise is good. I mean, come on. You've got to be adult not to figure that exercise is good for you in any number of ways, and oh, so many ways, this is just another example.
We're the animal model of this problem, Alzheimer's, will also help. It's so hard now to actually treat pharmacologically Alzheimer's, and in order to learn how to treat, to do the research, you need models like this. So I'm not advocating ever cruelty to animals, but we're never going to advance our knowledge of treating Alzheimer's disease without an animal model.
Folks, common sense. Exercise is good for your body, gets blood everywhere, your brain more than anything else in your body, maybe even including your heart. There are a lot of people that think the heart has a brain of its own. You got to get the blood into your brain. If you don't have blood, your arteries are hardening up. That's what causes these problems, Alzheimer's. There are a lot of things that you get into your brain, things that you eat, some of the metals and stuff that are not good, but come on, who doesn't think who doesn't think exercise is good for any number of problems? Let's make sure we underscore exercise, exercise, exercise. And that falls into the space of me talking about, Ken's exercise program is vividly demonstrative of what happens when you set a goal and you stay with it and you lose weight and you gain muscle. That's what I've done all of my life. Ken's done a better job of focusing on it in the last 3 or 4 years than I have, and his body shows that. And so when you get to this age, so he's never going to have Alzheimer's. He's never going to have a lot of the other problems that people have because they don't exercise, because Ken's at it. He gets it. And so I just wanted to add on to that. You know, a lot of times these various Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, they're all put into the same disorder category because they are disorders of the brain brought about by different things. Well, Alzheimer's leads to dementia, or is it the other way around? I never can remember. Dementia leads to Alzheimer's? Which is the first track here?
Dementia is the big bag, and then Alzheimer's is one type.
Okay. So Parkinson's is another malady, disorder of the brain as you get older, that happens sometimes as a result. A lot of football players are getting this, or people that get hit in a lot of concussions and stuff. And I tell the story from time to time about my late friend Jack Anderson, who was popped over the head with a pipe and never was the same. He was mugged. He died of Parkinson's. So anyway, there are a lot of people over the years, a lot of doctors who have been frustrated because there hasn't been, as you just said, there's no real drug to cure you of Alzheimer's, and there's no real drug to cure you of Parkinson's. There was earlier this year a reexamination of this drug that's become, I guess, more popular. Is it Nuplazid? Is that how you pronounce it? N-U-P-L-A-Z-I-D?
Yes.
Yeah. The only drug that's approved to treat hallucinations and delusions associated with Parkinson's, because that's what gets you. But
we're a lot further ahead in treating Parkinson's, which is a movement disorder, because the chemical activity, the neurochemicals, are just deplete in one specific area of the brain. And yeah, we're really pretty far advanced in treating the movement issues. But there is, for some people who have Parkinson's, psychosis that's associated with it. And that's what you're talking about, this specific drug that's used for the psychosis part. And there was concern earlier in the spring that there may actually be an increased death rate because of that drug. The FDA looked at the whole thing and decided that they were not going to raise more concerns about the drug, and felt that the safety issues are where they are, and just kept things as is.
There are a lot of drugs being advertised on television, newspapers, radio, and they all say, consult your doctor to see if this drug is right for you. And that probably is the first thing they should say instead of the last thing that they say. Once they've explained what the drug may treat or may help, then you need to, you know, you take it up with your doctor. It's very interesting how those ads work, as there's been, this year especially, hundreds of millions of dollars spent on these ads.
I think before you put any pill, tablet, potion in your mouth, it's a good idea to run it by the doctor, because these things interact with other things you're taking, diets you're on, and the people who are doing the research are not studying them on people like yourself. Medicine needs to be individualized.
Yeah, you got to know the chemical reactions in your body for the things that you're taking. That may not be the case with the Life Change Tea that deals with, if you've been diagnosed, for example, with irritable bowel syndrome, IBS, you suffer from gas, belching, bloating, cramps, abdominal distension, diarrhea, constipation. Good God, this could go on forever here. All the manifestations of not having a clean colon and stomach. GAPS practitioners far and wide tell you you got to have a clean, healthy gut, or your body will not be healthy and you'll get sick. All disease starts in the gut, so it makes good sense to clean it out and do it daily with Life Change Tea. It maintains your health, cleanses your body, reduces all of the things that I was just talking about. If you have not had one of those, what do they call it? Colonoscopy, right, Kenya?
Colonoscopy.
Yeah. And you have one and it shows you got a lot of glunk in there, you better get on Life Change Tea, because it will change your life. Life Change Tea. Drink a cup every day like I do. You'll find it at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
Every year, thousands overpay for a used car. They're left feeling disappointed, ashamed, and alone. Traditional pricing books only add to the confusion, offering only guesstimates and ranges. Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report, so you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
You can spend this fall hauling bags of leaves to the curb, or hauling. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealership for great deals on Dodge Charger with 292 horsepower and 30 mpg highway. Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. And Dodge Durango. This fall, get great deals at your local Dodge dealership. EPA estimated MPG. Actual results may vary based on Wards Middle Specialty Segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses?
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 7171 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 7171. Avant.com, code 7171.
All right, so let's get to one more issue, one more item here, Ken, if we can, in this part of the program. And that's a study that focuses on women and the psychological and physical impact of the sexual violence problems that seem to be, the numbers of them seem to be increasing.
All right, very important. Let's do a little good in the world here. This comes out of the Frontiers in Neuroscience this week, Doug. The World Health Organization reports that 30% of women around the world experience physical or sexual assault in their lifetime. The news this week is that sexual assault leaves many women with permanent, unforgettable, haunting memories. So guys, we need to remember that the memories of sexual assault for a woman remain intense and vivid. And even the researchers in this study, they were surprised to find that this was true even if a woman did not suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD.
All right. So this is where there's a, I don't want to say collision, but a combination of dealing with mental health and physical health. And this is something, in my estimation, Ken, that ought to be much more prevalent in public health today. Mixing the disciplines, because in my mind, spirit, mind, body, it goes that way. The spirit helps to tone the mind. The mind controls the body. What you think, no matter what it is, whether it's a physical or it's an abstract thought, impacts your body and your physical health. And so women who have had these horrible experiences are going to have the stress from them. That has an impact on how they eat, what they eat, you know, all of the facets of life that equal health. I can see this clearly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we have to nibble down that 30% as quickly as we can.
How?
And then we have to, how?
Yeah.
I think just education, talking about it, openly acknowledging it and discussing it and working on preventing it. And then when it happens, just being sensitive and aware that, as you described, this will affect women usually for the rest of their life in so many facets. And we have to be sensitive about it.
Yep. And you know what? We all know somebody in our family.
Correct.
Our circle of friends, people that we work with. Whether you know it or you don't know it, you do know somebody who's had this experience. My sister had it, and I never knew it until she told me a couple of years ago.
30%.
So it's there. Yep, it's there, there, there. All right, good work there, Ken, as we continue to think about your personal health and well-being on the Good Day Health Show at 10 before the hour.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035.
800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
One of my favorite human beings is a doctor named Kenneth Q. Kronhaus. I never quite understood what the Q stood for. And he's going to laugh and tell me it's not really the Q. Because Ken's sense of humor is a little different than mine.
Does a D look like a Q?
Well, a D. Oh, I know. Your middle name is Dudley. Why didn't I know that?
Almost.
Kenneth Dudley. It's not Douglas, is it? It's not Douglas.
No.
Kenneth.
D-A.
Yes. D-A.
There you go.
K-D. Well, I like this better. Dr. K.D. Kronhaus. I think that should be on your shingle instead of Kenneth Kronhaus.
We'll have a vote. We'll have a committee meeting.
Right. Well, I'll meet with the people on your staff next time I'm down there. See if we can't have a little rebellion. Meanwhile, our job here is to continue the focus that Ken always has on medical news and his analysis of a lot of these studies that have been done, a lot of the information that's on some of these sites that nobody in their right mind could understand because it's doctor speak. A couple of drug-related important stories. For example, the Food and Drug Administration has approved a combination drug for opioid dependence. So is this just one, you know, okay, so we have baddies, the opioids are bad now, we'll come up with another drug that makes we can still sell and we can make it look better. Is that, what is this, Ken?
Well, it's a little bit more hope than that. The FDA this week approved the drug Casipa. It's a combination of two drugs to treat opioid dependence. The only issue is that these individual drugs, these two separate drugs, had already been approved for the same indication. But this is some benefit with counseling and psychosocial support with this drug. I think we have a good, pretty good therapy for opioid dependence.
Really? Would you prescribe it? If somebody came to you, one of your patients at your clinic, Lake Cardiology down in Florida, came to you and you knew, even though this is not your specialty, but you can tell, Doc, I got a problem. What can I do? What do you say to that person?
It's actually a unique class of drugs that's just approved for people who are in this specialty of opioid dependence. So this would not be a drug that cardiologists would prescribe.
You know, that's a very, and I never thought about that, but as you started to answer, I'm thinking to myself, is there a restriction on people who have specialties on what they can prescribe?
On a few rare drugs. There's a one drug, there's a couple of drugs that only cardiologists prescribe. It's getting to be a more common issue, but there's still very few drugs that fit that issue.
When you say issue, how do you, what do you use as a definition?
Drugs that are not approved for all doctors to prescribe.
Very interesting. Has that been as a result of abuse by some doctors of prescribing the wrong drugs or too many of the same drugs?
I think that the drugs are getting a lot more complex, and you know, doctors just don't get the education experience to prescribe them, and that's
You learn? The people bring you, that produce the drugs, information on them? Do you read journals like
all
this?
Of the
do you
above.
Go to school? Where all do you get the info?
All of the above. Yeah. And when you're not in school getting trained and seeing this 24/7, you don't get the same exposure. And most of the drugs you can easily pick up by, you know, reading and maybe staying at a Holiday Inn. But but some of these drugs are very, very challenging. And really, that's the current thinking, that they shouldn't be prescribed by all doctors. A couple of heart drugs are like that, and it's probably a good idea.
All right. So in other drug news, use of Xanax and Valium is a risk. I don't know if this is brain surgery, but it's interesting that they're put together here and focused on long-term usage by people who are older.
Exactly. This is a combination of drugs that makes up Valium, Xanax, Ativan, Halcyon, and Clonopin. This is out of the JAMA Internal Medicine this week, that one in four seniors are prescribed benzodiazepine drugs. That's this group. They're used for at least a year, raising the risk for falls, car crashes, and long-term dependency. When older people use these drugs to calm anxiety, to help them sleep, they run a high risk of becoming drug dependent. This group should not be used long-term unless it's being prescribed by a specialist in this area, and use it with caution.
All right. Dr. Ken and Dr. Doug, I got a question for you. How do you whiten your teeth and do it safely and quickly? You call 800-208-1797. That's the answer to order Power Swabs. Power Swabs are certainly cheaper than visiting the dentist and spending $1,000 to clean your teeth, whiten your teeth. Power Swabs done in your own home, 5 minutes, and you get your teeth two shades whiter. It's clinically proven to whiten the teeth. It doesn't etch it away. It just gets rid of the stain. It's all natural, only available at 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, half price. Mention DJV while calling 800-208.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.